Second item is a text amendment to Winnipeg zoning bylaw for subdivision without abutting a street. I believe there is some, you've already given your...
We do have one person registered in support, Mr. Chairman. Don't know if...
Okay, Mr. McNeil, please come up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Paul McNeil. I'm the general manager of the MMM Group. I'm here in support of the application, just to let the committee know that people actually do read zoning bylaws. We do work with the bylaw regularly on behalf of a number of clients. Some of those are shopping center owners, but we've also worked and processed similar applications on behalf of agencies such as the Forks North Portage Partnership, St. Boniface Hospital, and I simply wanted to state for the committee that a provision within the bylaw of this nature is essential to have a bylaw that works effectively. On larger, complex sites, it's not always possible to have every lot that fronts onto a public street. And the ability to create lots for either descriptive purposes or for financing purposes or conveyances is a critical and essential part of the bylaw. And I just wanted to let the committee know that we fully support it as practitioners that work with the bylaw on a regular basis, along with your public service. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just wanted to check with the audience, make sure there's no one else here registered in support that'd like to speak. If you are, please come join us at this present time. I'd like to call up anyone that is in opposition to this. No one from the audience? Okay. Do you guys want to hear, you members like to hear from administration on this in some capacity?
I read it.
Or is there
feedback or Veldy, something to add?
As you know, this is to accommodate large sites, such as commercial sites, such as even condo corporations, where there's a turnover system that they need to be able to, and they can't possibly accommodate by abutting everything.
Pad sites.
John Vanawait, Winthrop here. So that is...
This is Unicity Mall.
Okay. Unicity Mall?
There is no proposed landlocked parcels here, but you can see an example where a building in the pink is set back further from the Portage Avenue right-of-way. In a lot of situations, it might be a certain retailer who wants to have a long-term lease more than 21 years, which would then trigger a consent agreement and adapts, which effectively causes a subdivision of the property. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly in that situation it would be a landlocked parcel, but it has access to the street right away through the internal roadway network system.
And just to be clear on these items, so you know, there's a cross section agreement, I guess, in terms of servicing as well as
yes, that's why we'd want to have the variance application.
Right. So there's no way if there's a dispute later on where a neighbor could shut down access. Or need some capacity. So that's not an issue with this as we go forward.
Mr. Chairman, I need to add that the provision to accommodate this was in the previous zoning bylaw, and it was just as part of the new bylaw. It was something that we had very good. It was missed, and we wanted to make sure it was correct. So it was on the same.
Any questions from the committee?
Is this a series of motions over?
Oh, sorry.
Public hearing motion.
Do the whole
page 4.
I'll move that there.